Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, November 25th, and we are reading Genesis chapter 2 from the Message paraphrase. This is where God creates human beings. Let us begin our time of reflection on who God is and what He says in His Word with a general thanksgiving from the Book of Common Prayer, 836. Will you pray with me? Accept, O Lord, our thanks and praise for all that You have done for us. We thank You for the splendor of the whole creation, for the beauty of this world, for the wonder of life, and for the mystery of love. We thank You for the blessing of family and friends, and for the loving care which surrounds us on every side. We thank You for setting us at tasks which demand our best efforts, and for leading us to accomplishments which satisfy and delight us. We thank You also for those disappointments and failures that lead us to acknowledge our dependence on You alone. Above all, we thank You for Your Son, Jesus Christ, for the truth of His Word and for the example of His life, for His steadfast obedience, by which He overcame temptation, for His dying, through which He overcame death, and for His rising to life again, in which we are raised to the life of Your kingdom. Grant us the gift of Your Spirit, that we may know Him and make Him known, and through Him, in all times and in all places, may give thanks to You in all things. Amen. And now let us turn to the reading of God's Word from Genesis chapter 2 in the Message paraphrase. Heaven and earth were finished, down to the last detail. By the seventh day, God had finished His work. On the seventh day, He rested from all of His work. God blessed the seventh day. He made it a holy day, because on that day, He rested from His work. All the creating God had done. This is the story of how it all started, of heaven and earth, when they were created. Adam and Eve. At the time God made heaven and earth, before any grasses or shrubs had sprouted from the ground, God hadn't yet sent rain on earth, nor was there anyone around to work the ground. The whole earth was watered by underground springs. God formed man out of dirt from the ground and blew into his nostrils the breath of life. The man came alive, a living soul. Then God planted a garden in Eden, in the east. He put the man He had just made in it. God made all kinds of trees grow from the ground, trees beautiful to look at and good to eat. The tree of life was in the middle of the garden, also the tree of knowledge of good and evil. A river flows out of Eden to water the garden and from there divides into four rivers. The first is named Pishon. It flows through Havilah, where there is gold. The gold of this land is good. The land also is known for sweet-scented resin and the onyx stone. The second river is named Gihon. It flows through the land of Cush. The third river is named Hiddekel and flows east of Assyria. The fourth river is the Euphrates. God took the man and set him down in the Garden of Eden to work the ground and keep it in order. God commanded the man, "You can eat from any tree in the garden, except from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Don't eat from it. The moment you eat from that tree, you're dead." God said, "It's not good for man to be alone. I'll make him a helper, a companion." So God formed from the dirt of the ground all the animals of the field and all the birds of the air. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. Whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. The man named the cattle, named the birds of the air, named the wild animals, but he didn't find a suitable companion. God put the man into a deep sleep. As he slept, he removed one of his ribs and replaced it with flesh. God then used the rib that he had taken from the man to make woman and presented her to the man. The man said, "Finally, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, name her woman, for she was made from man." Therefore, a man leaves his father and mother and embraces his wife. They become one flesh. The two of them, the man and his wife, were naked, but they felt no shame. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word. I hope you have a wonderful day as we marvel at the fact that God has created us, male and female, in His image to glorify Him. Will you pray with me? Father, we think about the Catechism. What is the chief end of man? To glorify God and enjoy Him forever. We do pray, Lord, that we would glorify You in our lives and that we would enjoy You forever. And we ask on behalf of our brothers and sisters, those in our fellowship and our families, that You might bless and keep them, make Your face to shine upon them, remind them that they are created in Your love and called to be about Your kingdom purposes. And so in that regard, we lift these names to You. Smith, Snow, Somers, Span, Spence, Spine, Splawn, Spradling, Standridge, Steel, Stevens, Stevenson, Stewart, Stokes, Stover, Strain, Strawn, Strickland, Stutz, Sullivan, and Sylvester. Lord, may mercy, peace, and love be theirs in abundance, because You are able to keep them from stumbling and to present them before Your glorious presence without fault and with great joy. Lord, You are our only God and Savior, and so to You we proclaim glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen.